أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ضرب لكم مثلا من أنفسكم، هل لكم مما ملكت أيمانكم من شركاء فيما رزقناكم فأنتم فيه سواء تخافونهم كخيفتكم أنفسكم، كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعقلون. فاتبع الذين ظلموا أهواءهم بغير علم، فمن يهدي من أضل الله، وما لهم من ناصرين. صدق الله العظيم. After completing the ayats and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and kudrat, towards the end of those ayat that we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are lofty attributes in the skies and in the earth. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz, Almighty, Al-Hakim. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-wise. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the example of man, and Allah gives us an example of our own selves. To understand the example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about you and I, that if we had to own a slave. Now when a person owns a slave, in reality, in the old days, in Islam, and this is a reality today, if perchance slavery comes back onto the earth, then the person, the master, is the owner of the slave, and the slave is an owned entity. And the reality is this, that when somebody owns a slave, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives this example, that should the owner have some form of wealth, some form of power, or some form of authority, then would that owner want to give a share in that wealth to that slave? In reality, the slave is a human like us. We are of the same species, same nature, same kind. Both are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immaterial whether it's a male or a female. But the general norm and practice is this, that no one will want to give a slave a partnership in one's business, in one's wealth, or in one's power, in one's authority. One will want to rule over that slave, and the reality is this, that whatever the slave earns, the master can also take away. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us this example, that how naive is man, and how unintellectual is man's thinking, that man wants to attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, partners that are no comparison to Allah Rabbul Izzat, partners that are not even anywhere close to Allah Ta'ala, who cannot compare to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as human beings, we want to attribute these partners to Allah and make them equal in partnership to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We ourselves will not give any part of our authority, any part of our power, any part of our wealth to the slaves that we are owning and make them partnership and make them partners. But yes, we want to ascribe and attribute partnership to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the gist of the ayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the example, and Allah Rabbul Izzat puts it in a way that is very striking and for you and I to think about. ضَرَبَ لَكُمْ مَثَلًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented a similitude, an example, مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, from within yourselves. That this should become the reality, and we should think about it and ponder about it. هَلْ لَكُمْ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ شُرَكَاءَ فِي مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Is there any possibility from those that you own with your right hand, in your own hand, is there any possibility of any partnership? فِي مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, in that which we have sustained you. That sustenance also is not yours. It was not your created thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you the rozi, Allah had given you that sustenance, but yet Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَأَنْتُمْ فِيهِ سَوَاءَ. Then you and your slave, both of you, become partners and equal in that partnership, 50-50. The reality is this, that we will not even give 0.1%. Then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, تَخَافُونَهُمْ كَخِيفَتِكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You will fear them like how you fear amongst yourselves. Man has this inborn fear that if anybody becomes our competitors, if anybody has anything like ours, then we become fearful. we both of us are running the same business, we all become fearful that the other person may get a bigger market share and we may be losing out. So we always need to be very assertive and very aggressive in our business. Now like that, this same slave that we own and we have authority over, but if we give them a percentage as partnership, as ownership, and we make them partners, what is going to happen? We will have this fear that perhaps from there they will accumulate and they will become better than us. And this is the fear that man has all the time. So how can we ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now again and again, we've been saying this, that one is the partnership that the kuffar of Makkah had been ascribing, taking stones, making idols out of them, or wood and making idols of them. But we also have many, many idols in our minds, idols of this material world, idols of the technologies of this world. Sometimes we do things like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about the lesser shirk. We do things not only for the pleasure of Allah, but we have attributed it to others also. So all this needs to come out from our hearts, all this needs to come out from our minds, and we need to bring that tawheed and the ibadat only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. Similarly, we have elaborated and described the signs لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, for those people who have aqal, for those who have intelligence, those who can think and those who can ponder. But after giving this example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, بَلِتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Nay, those who have transgressed, those who have done wrong, they follow their vain desires without any knowledge. That despite this fact, man will still commit shirk. Man will still ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very many forms and in a very many ways. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَهْدِي مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهِ. That whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, then مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهِ, who is there besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deviate that person? وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no helper for those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has deviated. So again, in short and in brief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called upon the disbelieving community, the polytheists, those who have ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they themselves should rectify the iman. And for you and I also, a very, very important lesson is that all the little gods and godlings that we have in our hearts and in our minds, we should clear our belief insofar as those aspects are concerned, bring true and belief in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purify our belief in Allah Rabbul Izzat, and remove our yaqeen and our convictions from everything else and place it only in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.